Well, hello guys, now this is my review of RoboCop Rogue City. Some people are going, hang about, that's not Mikto. Yes it is. Years gone by, who was the gamers? Males. Them ones could have played the games anytime they wanted. They just didn't want to. They weren't interested. Until they realised it's an untapped market. That's where all the males were. When all of a sudden the gaming industry went woke. And it's kind of gone kaput. You'd be very lucky if you get one or two games a year that are any good anymore. As I'm entrapped in my house at the moment because, well, I'm a little bit under the weather. I was looking for a game that I can get immersed in. Forget about everything else, just the game. And quite a few years ago, that wasn't a problem. They were everywhere. But they seem to make games now, and you start to play them, and they kind of dead. The playability and the interest just isn't there. They just seem to be missing something. I mean, I even played Resident Evil 2 Remake through again. Then I got quite immersed in that. But then I saw this RoboCop Rogue City, and I always remembered a film, and I quite liked it. And of course it got good reviews. Now I didn't buy full price for it, I wouldn't pay that. I got it somewhere else. And I guess I played it about 4 hours, maybe. And of course the game does have all the things in the film, which are quite nice. But it's not very well done, actually. Graphically, it's not all that. The models are a little bit, especially the faces. And it seems to be quite a slow game, a bit clunky. It runs smooth enough, just is a clunky game. I don't know why it got really good reviews, actually. It's basically kind of a shooter. Then you got to go do missions, but they pile the missions on you, little side missions, and they're quite really meaningless. And the direction thing to tell you where to go is not very good either. So a lot of times you kind of end up walking around aimlessly. And you can certainly tell it's not a AAA game, but they're asking AAA prices, at least on Steam. I'd say graphically, probably about 5 years or more ago would have been all right. The voice acting isn't that good, and the dialogue is quite corny. I know it was a bit in the movie too, but it was well done, well executed, and well written. This game seems to be just cashing in on the old RoboCop movie. It seems to have been made for the younger person, not an experienced gamer, and yet a younger person wouldn't remember RoboCop, would they? And I'm starting to believe that all the modern games are kind of like this game. You don't really get immersed in them. You just kind of play them, a bit like a robot. A couple of things bother me too is that RoboCop, his lips looked a bit Femon-type lips, which kind of put me off a bit. I didn't know whether to listen to him or kiss him. It's quite a simple sort of game. And because he has quite a lot of armor, he just stands there and just shoots the guys in front of him. No need to crouch or hide or anything. I believe on Steam they're asking for £44, I think. Luckily, I only paid £22 myself. If I'd have paid £44, I would have been very disappointed. Now, I paid full price for Dead Space, and I was really disappointed. I don't want to play a game just to finish it or get through it. I want to enjoy it. But the trouble is, after about 4 hours or a bit more, maybe, I'm bored. I mean, some people may like the game, but for me, I have to tell the truth. At least for me, anyway. Of course, some people may say, well, you're just too damn old to play games. I can start an old game up and play that for a long time. Because it has playability. Most modern games are paint by numbers. I may play the game a little bit more later, try and get my money's worth. But like I say, I think it's a bit of a film rip-off. They put the music in there, that's nice. And I believe they actually used the actor that actually played RoboCop for the voice. But it's no good without playability. At least for the 4 hours I played it, it didn't actually come out woke at least. Just for me, quite bland. As you can tell, my reviews aren't in depth because I just talk straight from the hip. If anybody else has bought this game and played it, let me know what you think. Of course, I do remember playing the game way many years ago. I think it was RoboCop versus the Terminator. Now, that was just a platform game and the graphics were terrible, but it was enjoyable. Anyway, guys, see you on the flip side, right? Take it easy.